Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Pat Flynn, and welcome to episode 46 of Ask Pat. I'm here to help answer your online business questions 5 days a week. And I want to mention our sponsors for the show in this episode, which is FreshBooks. If you go to getfreshbooks.com and put in the podcast name Ask Pat when it asks, how did you find out about us? You'll get a 60-day extended free trial of the best accounting software out there that you can use to help organize the finances in and around your business, something that is really, really, really important to do right from the start. So again, that's getfreshbooks.com. The podcast name is Ask Pat for the referral. And today's question is from John, and it's about Kindle book strategies. And you know, before I answer this question and actually share the question with you, the strategies here don't just apply to Kindle books, but for all types of things that you might be launching. But John asks specifically about Kindle books. So let's get to the question right now.
Hey, Pat, it's John Shea from the Voices of Marketing podcast. You can find me over at voicesofmarketing.com. Just wanted to ask a quick question. I know when you released your book, Let Go, you did really well on you know, particularly on Amazon. You have lots of reviews and ratings, people leaving videos. So what I wanted to ask was, you know, I'm launching a Kindle book myself. I wanted to know what are a few tips that you might be able to share that would really help people to, you know, launch their first Kindle book? Like, what are some tactics, things that they might be able to do that are really going to get maximum exposure for that Kindle book? All right, talk to you later. Thanks.
John, thank you so much for your question, and congratulations to you and your book or your upcoming book. I really hope that these, or I know that these tips are going to help you if you aren't implementing these already. And like I said at the beginning, for those of you listening out there, this doesn't just apply to Kindle books. It could be for traditional books. It could be for things other than books as well. But these are strategies that are going to help you get the most bang for your buck when it comes to launching something. And John, I'll specifically mention the Kindle book here in my answer. I have a number of different tips for you. The first one, and the most important one, I think, and this is something that I used when I launched my book, Let Go, was having an ambassador group. This is a group of people between, you know, it doesn't have to be very large. You know, I have an audience of over 100,000 people, but I had an ambassador group of about 200 people. And these are selected people who volunteered from my audience to really take this book that I was launching and do whatever they could to promote it because they had gotten value from me or I've been able to help them in some way, shape, or form in the past. And so these people were more than happy to go above and beyond just the normal audience member to promote Let Go, my book. So to do this, you might want to build an email list of just ambassadors. Just ask people in your audience, hey, if you'd like to help me take this book and this message that I'm sharing in this book to the next level, I'm looking for 100 to 200 dedicated people who are going to be there to help me write reviews, to help spread the word, and to just help me promote this book. And you're going to get a number of people who will do that for you. So with these ambassadors, you want to also give them something back in return. And for me, it was the audio version of Let Go amongst a few other things that bonuses and things like that that weren't available to anybody else. And I was, as a result, when I launched my book, I asked my ambassadors, again, via email to write reviews for me, to spread word of the book through social media and things like that. So that was really, really important. And a small group of ambassadors can really start a chain of, you know, viral qualities for you and your book, which is great. And that's one of the reasons why I was able to climb to number one in small business and entrepreneurship on Amazon.com for my book, Let Go. Now, another thing you want to do before you launch your book is to get your audience involved, your entire audience involved, if possible. There are a number of ways to do this. The way I did it was I started a Facebook group and just said, hey, I'm going to be writing my first book. Come and follow me on my journey. I don't know what's going to happen, but whatever the case may be, it's going to be a learning experience for you because I'm going to share bits and pieces along the way. And you know what? People love to know what's going on inside of your business. Or, you know, if you're an author and people know you for writing great blog posts, people are going to want to understand your writing process to create a book. And I think because they're going to feel like they're involved, because you're going to be asking them for feedback. What do you guys think of the name of this chapter? I mean, it doesn't even have to be very big as far as what you're getting your audience involved with. It could be the cover of the book. Would you like A or B? That is a great way to get people on social media and people in your audience involved and feel like that they are a part of what you're creating here. And when you do that, when you launch your book, it's going to be that much more impactful. So be creative. Think of creative ways to get your audience involved, big or small, to help push your book forward. Another thing you could do is you could do certain promos and bonuses, for example. If people buy your book on the day it launches, or maybe a bundle of those books, you can give them something else in return, like free access to a webinar or something like that. So you can ask your audience, you know, send you their receipt. And in exchange, you'll contact them or you'll have an assistant contact them and they'll get them on the webinar where they can directly ask you questions and things like that. Just some sort of value add beyond just the, hey, you know, if you pay money, you get my book. You want to give them something else in return. It doesn't have to be a webinar or anything live even. It could be a bonus. It could be a bonus chapter or a bonus audio file or a video that goes along with the book. Just something additional that will get people who are sort of on the edge of buying the book or, you know, who are just like, eh, I'm not sure I should get it. You know, it might push them forward. And again, that's another thing you can add on top of those things I previously mentioned. Now, another thing you could do is you can treat, or you should treat the day that your book comes out like an event, like there's a big event around it. And you want to create an event around it. People like getting those additional, you know, almost like a bonus, if you will, access to you. So if you are launching a book, perhaps you want to schedule in ahead of time a 1 to 2 hour slot where you can get on a Google Hangout with your audience and maybe bring special guests on who will help spread the word virally. And the nice thing about this is it's free, it's accessible to everybody. And every once in a while on that live stream, you can ask your audience, hey, promote this on Twitter or promote this on Facebook, and you can do giveaways. I know a lot of authors who have done this before, Lewis Howes and Jonathan Fields. They do these book launch parties, I guess you can call them. And during them, every 15 minutes, they give away a gift card, or maybe they give away one of the books for free. And it's a great way to, again, spread your message. A couple things they do specifically in those parties is, hey, tweet this out, use this specific hashtag, and we will randomly select one of the people who uses that hashtag, and they'll get a free something, a gift card or a book or something. So that's a great way to spread virally what's going on that day and to introduce people who you wouldn't have ever gotten in front of because you're using the power of social media and also just people seeing your face and being able to talk and interact directly with the author. You're using that to your advantage. So again, treat the day of your launch like an event. You really want to build buzz for it. You want to create some sort of way to bring people together and interact with not only you, but with each other, create that sense of community. And, you know, the more you see people getting involved and buying things, and the more other people see that, the more social proof, and people are going to want to participate and share and help you out as well. And the last thing I will let you know, especially for Kindle, is you want to ask for reviews. So you're going to get reviews from your ambassadors because you're going to let them know ahead of time. But you also, I mean, you've given away so much in your book, you want to be able to get something in return, at least a review. And the reviews go a long way on Amazon as well. You know, ask for an honest one, of course, and hopefully your book is going to be of great quality where, you know, it would obviously deserve a 5-star review. And just ask. I mean, too many people don't ask. I think I didn't ask enough. That was one of the things that Jeff Goins said to me when I launched my book was I didn't ask enough. I didn't even email enough. And that's another thing. You have something special, your message that you want to share. you would be doing your audience a disservice if you didn't do whatever it took to get the word out there. So if you have an email list already, which I hope you do, you can tap into that email list a number of times. And maybe a few people will get upset if you do it too many times. And obviously you want to use common sense and not bombard them every hour of every day for the first week. But, you know, you have an opportunity to tap into your audience there and get, sales, but also ask for reviews and things like that. So hopefully that helps you, John. Good luck with the launch of your book. Thank you so much for your question. Again, if any of you out there listening have a question that you'd like answered here on the show, head on over to askpat.com and you can also win a t-shirt. I've been seeing a couple t-shirts in the wild, actually, on social media and on Facebook and Twitter. It's been so cool to see those shirts out there, and I hope to give away many, many more over time here, and hopefully you can win one too. As a reminder, I want to let you know about FreshBooks. If you go to getfreshbooks.com and put in the referral Ask Pat, you get that 60-day extended free trial for the number one accounting business software out there that'll help you organize your finances. Super important, something I wish I did sooner because I was doing everything by spreadsheet and it was just a mess. And so FreshBooks.com will help you organize all of that, invoices, all that good stuff. Again, getfreshbooks.com, referral podcast is Ask Pat. And as always, I'm going to end with a quote here for you, and that quote is from me. Actually, it's a Pat Flynn original. And here it is. In order to sell more books, you have to change more lives. And in order to change more lives, you have to sell more books. Think about that. Anyway, thanks so much, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Peace. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.